You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
Back to the show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jason. How are you?
Good. Well, hey, Brian, since we talked, man, are you a little nervous about your Penguins?
All right, I'm going to admit I've been too into the weeds of the NFL to know too much. I will say I did catch a soundbite with Dan Muse that said, went into the weekend needing 4 points, we only got one, that's not good enough. I know their first outing was lethargic, they played tougher but lost, but my dad's a lot more into the team than I am at this point, but he doesn't believe the front office believes they can actually make the playoffs. So
no.
He doesn't think they're going to give them the enforcements they actually need to make a run, which is disappointing, but I don't want to see them belly up, and I don't think they will. I mean, but we'll see. I know I called the DiArdo Bowl. That's coming in town next Friday, Black Friday here. The Jackets are hosting the Penguins, so that's the one time of year that I'm very conflicted, and I really can't lose either way.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, man, too bad for the Jackets. Marchenko is on fire. He's out for a game, but hopefully it's nothing too long term. Now, it was a crazy week in the NFL. It started off on Thursday when Houston, man, their defense is good. And the Bills, like, maybe the Bills aren't that good. Let's start there. What's your thoughts on the Bills?
They don't have a great receiving core. And, I mean, I think Khalil Shakir fooled a lot of people, myself included, when I picked him up on fantasy earlier this season. But they just don't have a lot of weapons. And I think that's kind of catching up to them. And I also think with Josh Allen, they rely on him a lot. And I think physically we saw him get banged up. He had that injury scare against Houston. And, you know, again, these guys are going to play through injuries, but I think to us watching at home, and obviously we don't know what they're going through, but those injuries do add up, and it does affect their effectiveness. So, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Cook is obviously awesome. They need to lean more on him. But, yeah, that receiving core doesn't scare anybody, and it just puts more pressure on Josh Allen.
Yeah, well, you need some guys who can create speed for you, for sure, and that just opens it up. And so right now, well, and their offensive line isn't playing great either.
No. No, it's not.
The Bears, man, they just find ways to win. They got a real tough schedule down the stretch, but they win, and so they fend off for another week at least, the Lions and the Packers. Where are you on the Bears? Is their schedule just going to be too tough for them to hold on and make the playoffs?
I think they will. I think where they are at 8-3, you know, I think realistically they could only need to win two more games. But to your point, they've got a tough stretch coming up. But I think they'll get the necessary two wins. I mean, that as long as that defense keeps forcing turnovers, they've got 24, which is most in the league. You look at yesterday against the Steelers, they had two. They got touchdowns off of both of them, and they really had a third. I consider turnover on downs a turnover. And right. They were able to force the Steelers into a turnover on downs. They scored on that possession. So, you know, as long as they can continue to do that, and they're going to get healthier on defense. I thought they might call you or me to play linebacker for them yesterday, but, you know, they were able to make it through. But I will say, like, the one thing watching that game that was super impressive to me was the offensive schemes the Bears were running on a healthy Steelers defense. I mean, Caleb Williams had so many wide-open receivers. So, you know, as long as he continues to get better and hit most of the time hit those open guys, they're going to be a playoff team for sure.
The Jacksonville Jaguars got a huge much needed win for them to keep pace. What do you make of the Jags, and do you trust Trevor Lawrence to be good enough down the stretch to get him to the postseason?
I picked them to go 9-8 and miss the playoffs, and I'm going to stick with it because I agree with you. And when you look at the remaining schedule, they've got two games against the Colts who are really good. They're, in my opinion, the class of that division. And you know, they've got to go to Denver, so they're going to probably lose at least, you know, two of those games. Now, they do have the Jets, but the Jets are always, you know, they'll play tough defense, and they've got the Titans. So, I think they're going to finish, you know, 9-8, miss the playoffs. And, you know, I think Lawrence is good, but he's very, very turnover prone. And again, with these quarterbacks, they ask him to do a lot, and I think the ability to play within yourself, which Bryce Young is going to play tonight, he is extremely good at that. Maybe to a fault. I'd like to see him take a little bit more chances. I think that's an important asset to have as a quarterback. So, no, I think they'll have a nice 9-8 season, but I don't think it'll be good enough to make the playoffs.
The Dallas Cowboys, one of the greatest comebacks we've seen. Well, first time in 2 years a team has overcome a 20-point deficit in the National Football League, you know, up against the defending champs. I think they looked, they were done. He had thrown an interception in the end zone. It's 21-0. And then they storm back in the second half, and their defense comes up big. Their offense is able, you know, Philly does miss a field goal, which obviously, you know, led them to not go to overtime. But what do you make of the Cowboys? And then maybe how concerned are you? Like, the Eagles just, they like, they don't seem to have the same punch. Like, Saquon Barkley doesn't look like a threat right now.
No, because that running game or that offensive line is not what it was a year ago. And that's the engine of that offense. It was last year. And I think, you know, obviously for the Eagles, the run sets up the pass. And if they're not running, that puts more of a burden on Jalen Hurts. But for whatever reason, though, with the Eagles, it just doesn't seem like they're just unleashing Jalen Hurts and letting him just be himself. You know, run around, make dynamic plays. I don't know if they're trying to protect him, Jason, but it's odd to me because he's never been a running quarterback, even though he's a great running quarterback. But it just seems like this year they've really harnessed his ability to just be himself. And so I don't really know. I you know, they're 8-3. They'll make the playoffs, similar to the Bears. But, you know, there's major causes for concern if you're an Eagles fan. Now, on the flip side, I've been impressed with Dallas's offense all season, you know, and I love it. And I don't like, you know, I come from a Steelers family, so we don't like the Cowboys, but I am super impressed with what I've seen from that offense. And Dak Prescott, who's now the Cowboys' all-time leading passer, even though I don't think he's the greatest Cowboy quarterback ever, so don't confuse the two.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that defense, you know, I give them some credit because when they lost Micah Parsons, they didn't pretend. It took them a while to adjust, as it's going to, I mean, if Edmonton lost Connor McDavid, they'd have to adjust, right? I mean,
yeah.
So they made the adjustments, right? They're now a defense that they just live on bending and not breaking. And will it be enough to make the playoffs? I don't think it will, but they've got a nice back end of the schedule with Minnesota, who's falling apart. They finished with at Washington, at the Giants, two teams that I don't, obviously, you know, New York's firing all their coaches, and Washington with Jaden Daniels, if he's back, that might give them somewhat of a push. But I had Dallas 8-8-1 missing the playoffs. I'll stick with that. But certainly, and then obviously the tragedy they've dealt with too. I mean, to be able to respond from that is certainly an inspirational thing.
Brian Diardo from CBS Sports joins us. Brian, the team isn't very good, but Myles Garrett is having an unbelievable season defensively. The Browns' defense is good. He's got 18 sacks in 11 games. The NFL record is 22.5, which was set by Michael Strahan, and then in 2001, I think it was. And then T.J. Watt tied it 20 years later in 2021. But Garrett right now, like, he's got 6 games left. But what's interesting about it is he could break the record in 16 games where they initially played. And so no one could even say, oh, yeah, he needed the extra game to break the record. Like, his season and what he's doing, I know their team's terrible, but, like, this is one of the best individual performances on either side of the ball that I can recall seeing.
No, I'm with you. I actually wrote about this on CBS Sports Today, where I gave a prediction on when I think he'll do it. I don't think he'll do it this week, but I think I have him doing it week 14 against the Titans with Cam Ward. He's 5 sacks away. They've had the most sacks in the NFL. They've allowed the most sacks in the NFL to this point. And so, yeah, I think he'll get it at home. I think he's motivated to do it at home. But it's funny, so the NFL didn't start counting individuals sacks as a stat until 1982. So what Pro Football Reference did a couple of years ago, I don't know how they did it or who had the time, they counted and watched all those old games and counted up all these unofficial stats. And they decided that where Al Baker of the Jets in 1978 has the unofficial sack record still with 23, and that was the first season of the 16. But either way, to your point, he's on pace for 28 sacks.
Yeah.
So he's going to do it, and I think he's going to do it in week 14, so not even 16. I think he's got a chance to get to 30 sacks. But I think what makes him so special, Jason, is that he lines up all across the defensive line.
Yeah.
D-end, tackle, guard, whatever it is. It's been a phenomenal season. I think the last 5 games he has 14 sacks, 5 or 6 games. So, yeah, it's a phenomenal season, and I think he's a shoo-in. I think he'll only be the 3rd player ever to win Defensive Player of the Year being on a losing team.
Yeah, well, it'd be hard not to pick him in that one. Let's go to the Monday Nighter tonight. And, you know, you got the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers, hey, they're hanging around. They're 6-5. You know, San Fran 7-4. You know, this is a big game, really, for both of them when they look for playoff aspirations.
Absolutely. And when you kind of break down this game, I look at when the Niners have the ball, you know, on third down, what, you know, are they going to convert? And I think they have a huge advantage in this game. The Panthers are a terrible third down team on both sides of the ball. 22nd on offense, 30th on defense. Now, Panthers red zone defense is a lot better, and the Niners have one of the best red zone offenses. So I think for the Niners, it's winning possession downs and winning in the red zone is going to be key for them. And I love what the Panthers are doing. If this game was at Carolina, because I do think in the NFL, especially on prime time, I think home field advantage can go a long way. If this game was at Carolina, I'd like their chances a lot more. Jason, I would be really surprised if Carolina came in. But if they did win, a statement game, absolutely. But I don't see them winning. And one of the reasons why is they can't rush the quarterback. I think they're the worst team in the league at sacks. And the Niners are third to last. So if you like, Myles Garrett, I think, has more sacks than both of these teams. So as far as rushing the quarterback, you won't see much of that tonight. But I do see the Niners winning largely because I think they're healthy. And Christian McCaffrey's amazing. He's such a great player. He'd be a Hall of Famer easily if he didn't have the injury issues. But yeah, both teams are very talented. They both are. I think the Niners are easily going to make the playoffs. I think Carolina has an outside shot at making it. But yeah, I like the Niners in what should be a good game.
Brian, always great to catch up with you, man. One last one. When you look at the playoff races in both sides, it's pretty entertaining. You know, the AFC, Houston wins, Pittsburgh wins, the Chiefs win, the Ravens win, even though their offense looked absolutely dreadful in that game. Cincinnati's out of it, but sounds like Joe Burrow might play as early as this week. What do you make of that? And then what do you make of the Chiefs, the Texans, and the Ravens? If you have to pick one, which of those three teams do you like the best?
Oh, good. I mean, that's a 10-minute question. I love it's a great question. It takes some analyzing. I'll just say, you know, I'll make it easy for myself. I'll pick the Chiefs because of their pedigree and Patrick Mahomes and their running game. Now, they've got some offensive line problems that's going to hurt them for a little bit. But in this Dallas game, Thanksgiving for both teams is a massive, massive game. But I like them. One thing you didn't mention is my Steelers. We're hurting right now. I mean, now we're 6-5. The playoffs started now. And you mentioned Baltimore. I don't think they matter in that equation because I think they are going to win that division, potentially from Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh and Baltimore, only one of those teams is going to make the playoffs. I only think one team from the North will make the playoffs. If you had to twist my arm right now, I would say Baltimore because they're trending up, even though they haven't really played anybody. But interesting storylines for both those teams. But as far as the Bengals, Joe Burrow playing, I think, I hate saying this because they obviously do want to win, but I think for them, it's more important to just, I don't think they just wanted to stay on the sidelines for and miss basically an entire year. I think they wanted him to get back, get some football, get some experience, maybe overcome maybe the mental obstacle of dealing with another injury. I think for them, which they'll never admit this, it's a win for them Thursday night is for Joe to go get through the game and not get hurt. And to show some momentum, to show some things. He'll have Ja'Marr Chase back after the spitting incident. He won't have T. Higgins because of the concussion. And there, when all three of them are on the field, it's a work of art. It's amazing. But when one of them is missing, it's not quite as good. But it'll add some intrigue into this game. And, the Cincinnati did play better defense this past week against New England. So we'll see if they can make a game. As a Steelers person, I would love to see Cincinnati win on Thursday night as I'm eating my pumpkin pie.
Well, yeah, happy pre-Thanksgiving. I know it's a huge day for Americans, so have a lot of fun with that. And what is your go-to food item? Do you have like a tradition, something mom's made that's passed down? Like, what's your go-to on Thanksgiving, Brian?
I'm Italian, so I'll eat pizza any day of the week. So, I mean, I like Thanksgiving because it's just a chance to watch football and an overindulge. But as far as the actual food, like, I'm not a big Thanksgiving meal guy. I will say pumpkin pie with some whipped cream. You can't go wrong, and, you know, stuffing with the gravy. I know some people don't like that. That's kind of controversial. I like stuffing with gravy more than that. Like, mashed potatoes is kind of overrated, in my opinion. It's just, it's not good. It's got it. A lot of times it's too watery, so that's probably too deep dive than you wanted. But, yeah, pumpkin pie, can't ever go wrong. But try stuffing with gravy if you haven't. It's good.
Oh, buddy, pumpkin pie is the best. Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely love it. Awesome. Thanks, Brian. Enjoy the games.
Anytime. Thank you.